This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it is time to bring on the weaponized woman, and that would be Keita Bussey, and she brings with her a guest today, and I'm going to let you introduce him simply because I don't know how to describe. I'm very aware of the product, but I don't know how to describe it. So you, Keita, you do, and good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yes, of course. So here's the thing. You, our listeners, you are what's important. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of the CERT pistol. So if you've heard of the CERT pistol, pay attention because this is the guy. Mike Hughes, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, Keita. Bill, pleasure and honor to be here.
So tell us about you, what you do, where you're at, what you're up to. Give us the lowdown.
Yeah, absolutely, Keita. Well, super, yeah. I mean, as you mentioned, the CERT come out about 12 years ago now. Super simple device, very self-centeredly created for myself, just to have a shot indicating resetting trigger, just to have the very basics to train manipulation, to train draws, to train reload, to train compromise shooting position, all the movement in shooting, so... Yeah, it's back in, I think when we first met Keita in 2012 and such, where we're both competing and everything, and that was the initial drive was for myself, self-centeredly, and it kind of grew from that to a full-on business from there.
Yeah, so tell us about your business. What are you doing now?
Well, yeah, it's essentially the concept of just high-volume self-diagnostic training is just growing. As we've talked before, Just looking at pistol craft, looking at training with rifles and pistols. We also have a rifle model with a stick, but a CERT fits in there to extend it into a full AR-15 chassis. But all that training, it needs to be done in high volume. I mean, and so much of the training is this manipulation, as far as just establishing your grip and working on your point shooting, and getting reps and reps and reps of say, for example, the feel of this is your Glock and extending out and shooting. And our gun is made from the ground up, so it's completely inert. It's this totally separate unit with a resetting trigger. And, you know, that just allows you to get those reps, just reps, reps, reps. And it's a product and this and that. And, you know, maybe it's a plug. It's more about just a culture of making training convenient, making training part of your lifestyle, making it fill a little bit of white spaces in between the day with that high volume training, but scattered throughout. So I think that's kind of the deeper message, is something to take away here.
Yeah, well, let's talk about our audience here. You guys listening, I know there's some diversity, but maybe you're older, retired, and you're just sitting around at home. This is something you can just play with, sitting on your couch, watching TV or whatever, or maybe you're younger, you're working, you're very, very busy, you can't get yourself to the range. This is something you can just sit around and play with when you have 30 seconds here and there, and that's it. Or whatever your situation is, this is something you can fit into whatever your schedule may be with no ammo expense. and get that gun term play now.
Kita, I mean, you say, and I actually like that. I mean, play. I mean, literally, you know, draw and try to shoot a light switch across the room. Like try to, you know, it's a mindset, I think, is an appropriate way to put it is play and try to point shoot a target 15 yards away, you know, across your whole room and such. Because, you know, to make that training sustainable and to make it effective, you know, once a month going to the range, although live fire is so important for recoil management, slide lock stimulus, and malfunction recognition
index,
and clearance.
I would argue that index is more important.
What's that? Sorry?
I would argue that the index is more important than recoil control.
Yeah,
I mean,
your initial index.
They both are.
Totally, like with your grip establishment. So I think everyone should get some level of training on their grip establishment and how they grip and establish that grip in a very consistent way. And I think you have some wonderful material on that, which they can refer to. But then the trick is just to do it in high volume and get some feedback of that. That's the thing people got to understand, like that index, right? That just the feel of the gun is what you use to point it, essentially. And you don't want to make it a closed-loop process where you're getting the excessive feedback from the sights. You want to have that skill of sight alignment. But I just want to reiterate and stress that shooters really should work on that open-loop style of establishing their grip, sending around fearlessly, and it's basically seeing where it is to where you want it to hit. And then make any adjustments, you know, thereafter, to really hone in that index, that natural point of aim, essentially. And that can be done. Yeah, that's all pre-ignition, right? So that's done in extraordinarily high volume upstream from, you know, taking it to the range and validating your skills you trained.
And we've talked recently about having that gun be an extension of your body. And with the cert pistol, that's something really easy to do because it's not a life gun. It's not something that is going to go off, and you can just kind of play with it in your house with kids around. No big deal. Of course, you're still going to maintain muzzle control and finger off the trigger and all those things and practice that. But I've trained major league pitchers and baseball players in movement, and they have all told me that they sleep with a glove on their hand if they're a catcher. They sleep with their baseball. They sleep with their bat, whatever it is. So it becomes sort of like an extension of their body. So as shooters, we need to be doing the same thing with our guns. And this is a great way to do that where, yes, it's just like a gun, but it's sort of a simulation. It's totally safe. It has a laser so you can see exactly where it's pointing so you can get those trigger reps in where with a real gun, the trigger is going to go dead after the first trigger pull. So you don't have to keep racking it. It just keeps going. And you have the laser showing you how your trigger pull is, how your aim is, how your index is, all of those things. And it's basically like a toy, but you're getting that familiarity. You're getting those reps. And you can actually, you know, I don't know if you want to take it to this level, but like the baseball players say they sleep with their glove, their bat, their ball, whatever. Make it an extension of your body. Maybe you don't want to take it to that level, but just have it right by your couch and get those reps in on a light switch or whatever it may be.
Yeah, Katie, you've touched on a few topics there. We could go in further depth. Let's start with
just... Go for it. You got it, Mike.
Well, I tell you what, Holt, before you go any deeper, coming up on the first break, Mike, how do they find out about the CERT pistol?
Go to nextleveltraining.com or CERTpistol.com, and we'll take care of you.
And Keita.
180firearmtraining.com. If you would like a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, I will send that to you. Just email 180firearmtraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back.
I'll say I like you better than Bill.
Which, that's nothing new. That's not a new thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Mike Hughes. He is the developer of the CERT pistol, which is a training, a very unique training aid. One thing I've never, with the CERT, Mike, does that thing actually recoil when you pull the trigger?
No, not at all. And quite frankly, that's impossible. The only way to get recoil, this goes back to Newtonian physics, is have a mass accelerate away from you. And that would be with live fire. So we don't want to try to emulate that with expanding gas. So yeah, that we have a great recoil management training tool with live fire.
I didn't understand what you said, Keita. What did you say?
I'm so sorry. I said even with the CO2, it's not the same.
Right.
But sorry, go ahead. I totally
agree. No, that was the only question I had, because I've never used a CERT pistol. I've had lots of people tell me, you know, Bill, you should train with a CERT pistol. That's outstanding. Point me in the direction to go get a CERT pistol, but I've never found one. So, and I haven't, you know, I'll be honest, I haven't looked that hard. So it's, I'm sure they're quite plentiful. It's just never been something that just popped up in front of me or that I have actively pursued. Although,
yeah,
I was
an impulse buy, so we don't quite put it out in, you know, Facebook and social media. They slaughter us, as we all know. And
right.
You know, so yeah, they don't make life easy for us, do they?
No. Well, you know, that's a good thing about radio. Right now, even the New York Times, they're saying, how do we combat talk radio? They can't combat me, so I have that kind of thing happening. So anyway, you guys, you're about to go deep there. Mike, please take it to the depth.
Oh, before we get into that, we signed off, and I said I would sign my book, I Like You Better Than Bill.
Yeah.
I have to tell you why I'm so jaded. So, this is an ongoing thing. It gets pretty intense sometimes. So my last email from the last person who requested a book from me and wanted me to sign it.
Yeah.
This is their email. A couple of questions. My address will be APO, so this dude is in Europe, obviously,
somewhere,
with the whole Ukraine thing.
Right.
Can you sign it as follows? I miss you exquisitely with all my heart, my body, and soul. You are my eternal beloved, and I am yours forever. Signed, Keita. These are the kind of requests that I get, which makes me go the other way and be like, I like you better than Bill.
But I'm the Bill that's in question there,
things,
Mike.
Yeah, so these kind of requests are the reason that I'm so obstinate and such a B-word when I sign things. Like, no. And I respond to him, like, I understand you're Oconus. And I understand you are where you are. And I said to him, F no, I am not saying that.
You just need to tell him that for every book that doesn't have I'd Like You Better Than Bill in it, you got to pay me a quarter.
Well, now I'm thinking maybe I should say I like you better than, or I like Bill better than you.
I wouldn't know how to act with that.
Oh, my goodness. This guy? Like, I like Bill way better than him.
Anyhow, you guys go ahead and Mike, you're about.
Anyhow, the CERT pistol. Sorry for that tangent, but man, I got that email, and it's been like so many on top of so many of just this. Like, tell me I'm the most sexy electrician on the planet, and tell me this and that when you sign my book, and I'm like, nope, buy it on Amazon. Like, please. Give me my 5% cut and buy it on Amazon so I don't have to write that.
I'm going to have to make a special request now that you mentioned that there, Keita. That's got to get creative.
Right. So anyway, back to the third.
All right. Well, super. Actually, in that last statement you had before break, Keita, disregarding a baseball player, there's about 4 points there at least to unpack a bit, and I took some notes here. One is just to look at a sport, and I think there's this split in the industry of looking at firearms like through a sporting lens or through a self-defense lens or sometimes hunting or what have you. And I think what we can draw from sport, even if you don't compete or one has no desire to, is just the raw passion that follows the training.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a sport. And there's a few ways that I think passion gets fueled. Sometimes it's very internal. I think the best way when it's internal, like take baseball, because you just mentioned that one. Let's just run down that in a parallel lane.
Yeah. Well,
but you get better at hitting. I still remember as a kid, like, throwing, and all of a sudden I get my body into it and it felt so good. And there was feedback on every throw. It would hit, it would, get higher. I never could really get a curveball or anything going, but you liked it. It was an end in itself. It was fun. And I think with training, in a very conceptual core level, we have to tap into that. And to tap into that, it's these little wins one gets from, let's go back to the index shooting, point shooting. Like, okay, you take a little class on grip and grip establishment, and you're starting your draw, and you're defeating your garment. Maybe use a little timer, like a part timer, or just, one off your phone, and your first buzz, you start. Second buzz, you try to finish it and get a shot off. Something very simple. And you get addicted. A very healthy addiction.
Yeah.
Think, okay, that was 1.5 seconds. Let me try 1.4.
Yep.
Yeah, basic countdown timers. That's all I'm saying, right? Not even shot,
yep.
Recording, just some sort of feedback to force you to go faster. And that's very rewarding. Then you go further back, and then you... maybe try for upper A zone, like headshots or body shots, bigger shots, target, but still relevant target sizes based on your goals. So that is so important. Whether you sleep with your glove, you sleep with a cert, or, but it's really tapping into some raw fun, and I think sometimes we get so wrapped around firearms and the seriousness of them because you have to have safety protocols and there's implications, strong implications. They're necessary tools to defend against a tyrannical government.
Hang on at the tyrannical government. We talk so much about the key to pursuit by the guys buying the books that we ran up against.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. This is this is Weaponized One with Key to Bussy, and this is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 55 million Americans will be living with dangerous heat today. Daytime highs well above 100 degrees are forecast from California's Imperial Valley into Arizona and parts of Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, and just about all of Louisiana. Most of Florida, except the Panhandle, will be broiling as well. A new report out shows inflation rose 9.1% year over year in June, with food costs up 10% and energy costs up 40%. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats are to blame for rising inflation.
These are staggeringly bad numbers. and they were fueled directly by the reckless spending spree that Democrats ran through on party line just last year.
USA Radio News. An illegal immigrant from Guatemala is being charged with rape after allegedly impregnating a 10-year-old Ohio girl who traveled to Indiana for an abortion. ICE has placed him on detainer with local law enforcement. President Joe Biden is in Israel as part of his first presidential trip to the region, with a meeting with Saudi Arabian officials soon after. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst lists what she believes President Biden should be focused on while in the region on Fox News.
We need for him to double down on the Abraham Accords and really show support there. He needs to push back against Iran, and we do need to find a way to mend fences with the Saudis, who we have had a very long-term relationship with.
Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Wednesday at the closing bell, the Dow losing 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Keita Bussing, the weaponized woman. Her guest is Mike Hughes. He is the developer of the CERT pistol. What's the name of the website where they can go find that again, Mike?
Go to NextLevelTraining.com.
NextLevelTraining.com. What is CERT? What is the acronym for CERT? What is that?
Yeah, it stands for Shot Indicating Resetting Trigger. The two basic functions of the tool.
Yeah. That, for all, I mean, what, there's 15 million new shooters out there today, and you've entered a world where the ammunition that you buy today is a lot more expensive than I paid for it.
Right.
This is a way to gain that upper edge, is to go get you a CERT, go get you a CERT pistol. Keita, take it away.
Yeah, go ahead and continue where you left off.
Yeah, we talked, just going to your baseball analogy, of sports having passion. And next, I think, extension of what you were saying, Keita, is the convenience factor. And we ignore this quite a bit when we set up training protocols and goals and what have you. I mean, we can do all those steps, but if training's not convenient, it just doesn't happen or doesn't happen as frequently. And that's why, like you mentioned, I mean, sporting goods are around, you know, at the ready, but I mean, honestly, when we have a CERT pistol that's lying right on, because it's inert, built from the ground up, right on our table, and I've been doing this myself for 12 years now, right, just being the developer.
Yeah.
And still to this day, I mean, even right now, I'm doing this little discussion we're having. I'm doing single-hand shooting while holding the other phone up to my head and trying to get dots, not dashes, across my room on a small little target.
Tell us about dots, not dashes.
Dots, not dashes.
Mean?
Yeah, that's the trigger control aspect. I mean, it's... You know, trigger control is so simple, right? Let's break the shot, on the pistol without moving the muzzle, without moving the barrel around.
Well, hang on. Let's stop right there, because our audience, I mean, typically they're getting to the age where they're having struggles with accommodation. They're probably moving to a dot because they can't see. So you can see this with a dot on any gun if you have an optic on there. So listen to what Mike has to say about dots, not dashes. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to train with your live gun right now and you have an optic, which is not a bad tool to put on your pistol. Two things: one, you can just single rack it and pull the trigger and try to keep that dot steady, because it's going to move more than the muzzle will, just with the way the curvature of the lens and the way that works. And the cert works the same way, because, you know, literally this, very closely, because the laser's on the wall and you'll see it move. It's, you know, a little bit of movement is extrapolated much larger when it's out there several yards, right? You know, 10 yards or so. So trigger control is so important, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but trigger control is so important because these little trigger mechanic mistakes of a pushing it low left if you're a right-hand shooter become huge mistakes when you're under time tension, time duress. I mean, a lot of times when we shoot, we just don't have the luxury of time. So working that trigger control just rigorously and daily, and I suggest with a heavy trigger, take a cert and set it a little bit heavier steady. You know, not to where your knuckle's going to get sore there. That can happen. But that will help isolate that trigger finger from those gripping muscles. So
yes,
that trigger pull's on demand. It's just subconsciously on demand that you isolate that action from the rest of your hand, which is so critical to mastering pistol craft.
And that takes separating motor neurons. So as adult learners, that's difficult. So when you're an adult learner, I mean, if you're a child, you can basically, like, open up their brain and dump things in, right?
Right.
But as adult learners, we have to, it's basically like a roadmap, right? You can't go from point A to point B. You have to take all these little side roads to get from point A to point B based on your life experiences. So
totally.
It's a lot harder.
And I appreciate what you're saying, Akita. And here's the key, and it's just dovetails beautifully to my next topic, is feedback. To make a change in your motor neuron skills, in this case, so we're just talking about isolating trigger control, all right? That means you press the trigger without moving the muzzle. The gun stays still, okay? Simple.
Yep.
But to have that feedback, like if we shot basketball and we shot against a brick wall, it ain't going to work. We're not going to get better. You're not going to build Michael Jordan. But if you have very conveniently out in front of his place there we grew up, and you have feedback, you actually have a hoop, so every shot you get better and better. That gives that closes that loop. So every repetition. And I heard somewhere, I don't know if it's true or not, if that feedback happens in less than a half a second, there's something happens subconsciously to
0.18 seconds.
0.18. Is that real? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. 0.18. And that's why shooting steel is effective. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's good to shoot steel when you do live fire. I've heard that. I don't know if that's true, but I it's true for me. So anyhow, I do have one final topic, if it's appropriate. It's kind of getting more in the weeds and in the detail, but I think it closes the loop on some of these things for the listeners here. You talked about index shooting, point shooting, and that really means being able to shoot just by the feel of the gun, aiming it. But one thing people should just consider and understand why it's so important, if you need your sights because the target is basically far away, if you work on your index shooting, your point shooting, a lot in that grip establishment, then the sights are there already. All you have to do is have reps, knowing that, hey, when I'm at home with my cert and I'm shooting around, I can't really hit past 10 yards, like 30 feet in my house. Okay, I start to get a little too wide there. Okay, well, you're putting records in your intuitive database. Okay, when I get to that distance, where I'm drawing and presenting, I better pull my focus back to my sights, get a little bit more confirmation of aligning that muzzle, and then, of course, prep and break a shot at that point and getting a dot, not a dash. And that merges beautifully together in your training. Does that make sense, Kita?
Yeah, of course. So here's another thing. everyone, I think everyone listening has probably heard about the drill where you close your eyes, you draw the gun, then you open your eyes and see if the sights are aligned. Your CERT gun brings that to the next level where you can actually pull the trigger and see where everything is lined up.
Yeah.
So you can do that drill and take it to the next level by pulling the trigger and, okay, is it there? And it gives you that feedback.
Yeah, and what we like to do, too, on that is say the laser is more of a story. Like a bullet hole is more of a moment in time. Okay, it's low left. Okay, why is it low left? Did I aim wrong? Was my index wrong? Did I pull it in the last second because of, you know, did I milk the gun? And, you know, I'm touching on a lot of deficiency analysis there. But a laser, like, what we like about that, it
you
tells
can see
the whole
it the
story.
Whole way through.
Well, I'm sorry, what's that?
You can see it the whole way through.
Exactly. And if it's a nice, like if it's a nice steady dot that's low left, hey, that's good trigger control, but guess what? You didn't aim the gun very well.
Coming up on the next break. Coming up on the next break. David, how they find the surface.
What's that,
Mike? I'm sorry, Mike, how do they find the surface? Why am I thinking of David? What's up with that? Mike, how do they find the CERT pistol?
They find it. Go to CERTpistol.com or NextLevelTrain.com. And, yeah, you can look for some coupon codes. I don't know. I should make up a good coupon code right now for 10% off. What's a good coupon code? Let's see something unique. Bill's
think
man.
About that. No. Let's make it something they can remember. Hang on to that thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have been talking to Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman. And to Mike Hughes. Got it right this time. He is the inventor of the CERT pistol at NextLevelTraining.com. And by the way, for those of you listening to this going, well, what if they, do they make it in my gun? They make it in the SIG P320, they make it in the Smith & Wesson M&P, yeah. And they make it in the Glock. So that covers all of the grip angles out there. If it is not your particular level or your particular flavor of gun you have the grip angle, which is, that's the main thing about when you're pulling triggers, with it, where your hand is hitting that grip. Was it, was that?
Oh, goodness. And Mike, tell them about your fire starter kit.
Sure, yeah. That's we kind of got bored. I mean, we've been in NLT for 12 years, Britt and I, business partner, and we just like, what else do we need out here? Like, what do we like to do? And so we started another entity, Refined Savages, just starting out, and we figured, let's put a fire starter kit in that little spot in the back of the Glock, all right, for live fire gun. This is for live fire. So everyone should carry their, say, Glock, you know, 17, Glock 19, what have you. But what if you have that, you know, that little spot? Everyone know I'm pulling me like a right rear on the grip, you know, behind the magazine. There's an open area. Well, we've spent a ton of time, about 18 months, trying to get petroleum packs, right, very custom, a ferro rod, a striker. We custom made a striker and compressed cotton tinder. Expand the cotton, you put on the petroleum jelly pack, and you got a sweet fire starter kit. It's really neat. We're really proud of that device because it's fire. We should all have it, right? We should have that capability as a capable human to do that anytime, and we should be carrying our guns. Well, now when you carry your gun, you're carrying that. You don't have to fill another pocket or something to forget.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If any of you have a firearm, the majority of firearms, if you look at the back of your magwell, there's like this random open space at the back of your magwell, just like this open area, and you're like, what's that there for? Well, he filled that with a fire starter kit.
What do you think of that, Bill?
I like that. That's a good idea. That's That's utilizing all the space in that gun. And most of the guns you're talking about that have that space, Keita, are the polyguns, the polymer guns.
Yeah, they're all polymer.
Right now, some of them, that's Glock's the only one that really has a big enough opening there for that. Yeah, indeed.
Well, most polymer guns do have it. If you have a metal gun, like a CZ, you're not going to have that. But if you have a polymer gun, which most people do because they're affordable, like even if you have a metal gun, you probably also have a polymer gun. And it probably has that space in the magwell. Just in the back of the magwell, there's like this random opening in the back end, and you're like, why is that there? Well, he found a way to utilize that space.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to, it revitalizes the spirit, right? Let's do a new company. Let's make a new thing. Let's do some more marketing. I think too, it's kind of important. I just think spiritually, if I can use that term, if it's even correct.
Yeah.
We should always have a fire. Like, I think there's something deeply ingrained in us, or biologically. Our ancestors, I think, survived, the ones that were attracted to fire. And I think it's deeply rooted in us, and and hypothermia, maybe is right next to thirst for, you know, as a potential risk. So why not just have that skill and put that in our quiver, right?
Well, I think on the spiritual level, I think when our time comes, as our life flashes before our eyes, if we could enjoy it so much that we go out laughing, that's got to be a plus. See, I'll be going out thinking about the time that Keita and I tried to outdrink each other in Las Vegas one time. We only had one shot each, and I mean I'm getting old, Mike, so
We weren't out drinking each other. We both had one single shot.
That's all it took for me. That's all it took for me.
Same.
So.
That's good.
Lightweights. We had already done our shoe sting for the night, and we were just sitting around just talking. And I don't remember. You were with some group or something, and they were probably wondering why you were talking to me at all. But that's all good. I didn't care. Anyway. But yeah, I can understand the whole spiritual level thing, and you know that sort of feeds. Given today's world, being able to have a heat source and a cooking source and a signal source and all that other stuff, which is what a fire is.
Yeah,
they used to tell us when I was stationed in Europe, and we would we'd have these 50-mile-per-hour winds whipping at us with snow up to our fourth point of contact, and they would come in and tell us, don't worry, trooper, soon you're going to have a good meal, and that's going to bolster your spirits. It'll be hot. I'm like, let me just stick my face in it. But they were correct. If I ate something hot, it did bolster my spirit. So anything good to fire up the soul is a good thing. I think that's splendid.
Well, I think, Bill, it's nice psychologically. You know, hey, look, anywhere I'm at, I can start a fire. You know, if I'm carrying concealed. Right.
Yeah.
I think there's something psychological then. You gotta train it though. You gotta train it. When people sign up refinedsavages.com and get it, we're actually gonna send these out where there's a lot of extras. So you can train it. Don't just put it away. I think that's the problem with a lot of that stuff. Like, you know, any survival stuff, what have you, it's tools, it's training, and it's skills, right? Knowledge and skills. And I think the equipment has to be conducive to play with it, right? And actually, even if you're in your backyard, heck, just pull it out and try starting a fire, you know? Figure out what it takes to do that with the stuff.
Yeah.
Now, see, you've got this flashlight. See, I'm not a big mount a flashlight on a gun kind of guy, but you have a magazine-mounted flashlight.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it must
be doing very well because it's out of stock.
No, it hasn't been launched yet.
It does something different.
Launched. Well, yeah, and I don't know how much time we have, but essentially the biggest issue I've had with lights, Bill and Keita, is, I always got to change my holster, very practically.
Yes.
And I like the holster I got from my concealed carry, and I got to, put a lip weapon mounted. Another thing, I hate the way what lights are designed. They're so narrow, and they're overpowered, quite frankly. So, we said, hey, let's make it broader. Let's have it pointed downward. So when you hold it, you're holding the pistol high, like a compressed high ready, Or imagine pull back to your chest and the muzzle high with your finger off the trigger. Because 99% of what we search, we're not ready to destroy. So, goodness, let's not point the muzzle, no, the barrel
right.
at it. And where can we put it? Well, let's put it on the magazine. I have one mag in my gun. I have one in my pocket. Boom, I got two lights. All right? And it doesn't print. That's what's other crazy, too. It's a little bit longer, but because it's rounded, printing means showing through your cloth if you carry appendix or even 4 o'clock on your side, on the back there. So, we're really proud of that pistol, that Lifefire product, that light. It's the torch. We use it a ton. Like, it's vetted. We've been dinking with that for over 18 months, and it's just ready to hit the market. We're quite excited on that.
Well,
yeah, so you can point your light without pointing the muzzle.
So just so you know, Mike, I have your number. I'll be calling you later to have a chat with you. I have an idea for you.
Okay.
And, of course, this is some good stuff. But, Keita, of course, do you have a cert pistol?
I do.
So that's probably, is that like your, do you take
training.
It with you when you're on the road? Yeah. Yeah.
For training.
And when you're home in the lovely balmy Wisconsin?
Yes. Balmy Wisconsin.
Listen,
it's actually about 80 degrees here right now.
We're running out of time to find out about the cert pistol. Go to nextleveltraining.com to find out about the fire starting kit and the torch. Go to refinedsavages.com, 180firearmstraining.com is where you can find stuff out about Keita. She trains people that they can't have their pictures taken. Serious stuff. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Bye, Mike.
Cheers.
Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.